Unit 14.
단문 독해.
1. People are far too busy these days to have family dinners together. That's unfortunate, as they have a strong effect on a child's ability to speak. Research tells us that the more often families eat together, the more likely it is that a child will learn to speak well. This is because family meals are opportunities for children to have conversations with adults. On top of that, they observe how adults communicate with one another. It's an invaluable way to improve a child's language skills and vocabulary. Family meals improve children's speaking ability by giving them chances to watch how adults communicate as well as to have conversations with adults. 2. Two groups of teenagers were each shown a photograph on a social networking site. The only difference was that one photo had many likes, while the other had only a few. Seeing the one with a lot of likes activated what is called the social brain, as well as the nucleus accumbens. These regions of the brain appear to play a large role in the powerful influence of peer pressure on teenagers. When the teenagers in the experiment saw the photo with more likes, there was a much higher probability that they would like it. 3. Copper has become so expensive that thieves are ripping air conditioners apart just to get it. Businesses have been strengthening their security systems, while the police have been alerted of many more cases. Hard as businesses may try to stop copper theft, their attempts have proven unsuccessful, as the thieves focus on locations that are hard to guard, such as construction sites and unoccupied properties. 4. Breakfast is an important way for adults to start the day, and it is even more crucial for youngsters. Not only do kids need to eat sufficient nutrients to stay healthy, but they also need to do so to do well in school. Therefore, it's a good idea to introduce your children to healthy eating habits at a young age. The sooner you get them into the habit of having a healthy breakfast, the more likely they are to eat well as adults. 5. In the past, it was generally young children who wandered off and got lost. But these days, it's elderly people who usually go missing. This is because many people are suffering from dementia. It's a disease that causes people to easily forget things. Sometimes people with dementia confuse the present with the past. So if you ever see older people who look confused, you should check to make sure they're okay. Their family might be looking for them. Dementia is a disorder that makes people easily forget things and confuse the present with the past.
수능 독해.
1. Unhappy people tend to share some common habits, including being judgmental, complaining about everything, and always assuming the worst. But as the great American broadcaster Hugh Downs once said, a happy person is not a person in a certain set of circumstances, but rather a person with a certain set of attitudes. In other words, the best way to find happiness is to make positive changes in your own life. If you can learn to substitute your negative thoughts and emotions for positive ones and enjoy the things you have, you can be truly happy. Of course, life isn't easy, but you have to try to look at the bright side of everything and to laugh and smile as often as you can. You are the only person with the power to change your life. 2. Lençóis Maranhenses National Park is located in Brazil in the northeastern state of Maranhão. Covering about 1,500 kilometers, It is a low area of sand dunes with neither plants nor trees. Although it may resemble a typical desert, the park has a regular rainy season occurring at the start of each year. When these rains occur, the water collects between the sand dunes, forming blue and green lakes in the middle of the desert. The more it rains, the larger they grow. They are largest from July to September and are home to a surprisingly large variety of fish, despite the fact that they nearly disappear during the dry season. The park is a protected area with no roads passing through it. The only people who live there make their living catching fish from these lakes. Three. When you first meet your true love, you might have a strange feeling that you already know him or her. It might seem as if you have met him or her somewhere before, either in a previous life or perhaps in a dream. In Plato's Symposium, Aristophanes claims that this feeling of familiarity can be explained by the fact that your loved one is your long-lost other half, and that your two bodies were once joined together. According to this idea, every human being was originally both male and female, with four arms, four legs, and two faces looking in opposite directions on a single head. These beings were so powerful that Zeus decided to cut them in two. Since then, every man and woman has been filled with a strong desire to rejoin the one from whom he or she was separated. 4. It is rattlesnakes that people fear most when they are hiking in the wilderness of the American Southwest or other parts of the country. These snakes, unique to the Americas, deserve to be treated with caution due to their fatally poisonous bite. Actually, there are around 30 species of rattlesnakes, with the eastern diamondback being the most deadly. Rattlesnakes are generally about 2 meters in length, and their most telling characteristic is located on the tip of their tails, the rattle. To warn that they are about to strike, snakes shake it, making a sound. Grown layer by layer with each shedding of their skin, the rattle is a group of loosely connected, hollow segments. 5. Each human cell contains a structure which carries that particular person's genes. Our genes are the things that determine how we look and act. At the end of each of these structures are sticky bodies called telomeres. They seem to determine the lifespan of our cells and, consequently, of us as well. Each time a cell divides, its telomeres get shorter until finally they are so short that the cell fails to divide and dies. However, scientists have found that by adding a certain enzyme to a cell, they can prevent its telomeres from shortening. With this addition, the cell remains young and continues to divide. Judging from this discovery, the human lifespan is likely to reach 180 years or more before the end of the century. 6. American artist Winslow Homer is primarily known for his dramatic images of the ocean. For Homer, the struggle between man and nature was one of the most important themes of the American nation, and it was this struggle that was reflected in his work. Later in life, Homer settled in a small town on the Maine coast, which offered him constant exposure to sea scenes. The people he featured in his paintings, primarily fishermen and ship captains, were not so much specific individuals as representations of human qualities, like courage and determination. Just as Homer gave these figures a universal quality, so he did for the ocean itself. Homer's oceans were always violent, passionate expanses of rough water.